Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So on Friday we had Allow Myself to Be Angry, but not Record and Listen, but not dot, 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 Record and Listen. I'll Allow Myself to Play, but not dot, 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 Record and Listen. And I'll Allow Myself to Do What I Want, but not dot, dot, dot.
Big weekend.
Big weekend. All right, here we go. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Kate calling from Seattle.
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. Oh, that was funny. There was a moment of, please don't be me, please don't be me. Not from me, but.
yes. And you can just happily say, it's not you, it's not you, it's not you. I'll take the call.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. Actually, I'm so glad that I'm so happy to be here because I was just having a little, these questions. Boy, sorry, I'm a little flustered for a moment, but I'm just going to take a breath. But these questions just really gave me insight at a whole new level, at the level of control that's present. And there was, and what was happening right before I got on the call was a campaign to feel bad about where I am in practice, even though I've been practicing for a while now, and that level of control is still there. And I'm so glad I'm on the call this morning to shine a light on that because I can see what that is. And,
So if I'm with you here, what you're seeing is at a new level, is how controlled you are by the ego maintenance system.
Yeah, and yes. And I guess what was different today is, being in practice for a pretty good amount of time and having, feeling like there's so many areas in my life where I have so much more freedom. And yet when these questions come up, it's so clear to me, I allow myself to get angry but not express it. And and just how deep that runs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really good to see, isn't it? Because, as you're catching on to, the system, let's just call it the system, is fine for us to get to a certain level of well-being as long as it's getting fed. It's kind of like the mob and protection, right? So it's fine that you have your business and you run your business and you make a living as long as the protection people are getting their cut off the top.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that what you're pointing at is a really helpful insight into that for all of us. And the reason, of course, that the voices will start in with things like, "Hey, you're doing great. You don't need to practice. You don't need to keep doing that. You're doing great. Look at how good your life is. Look at how far you've come." Because if you keep going, you're going to see what you're seeing.
Yes. And it was, I loved the simplicity of these three questions over the weekend. And actually the simplicity of the response, because it could actually end at the dot, dot, dot. I allow myself to be angry, but not, period.
Uh-huh.
Because it doesn't actually,
but actually
really
no.
get that. But actually, no. I'm not really
yeah.
Uh-huh. fully allowed to do that.
Right.
So that was just really interesting and helpful to see.
And great to be at a place in practice where it's interesting and not terrifying.
Yes. Yeah.
So now, I mean, there was a time, right? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a time, I project, when the thought of getting angry would have just unnerved you completely. And it's just completely unacceptable. And now, it's like, well, that's just a big belief system. So let's see what's involved in that.
Yes, and that that, and not to forget that actually sometimes I do. Like that's also the ego story, saying, "Well, you never get to express it," and that's not true either.
Uh huh. Which is another good thing to see. Again, what you're pointing us toward is how completely our view of everything is controlled by the ego maintenance system.
Yes.
Right?
And
so
I think,
if the question is about getting angry, well, you never get to be angry. And if we're not paying attention, that just goes in as fact.
Right.
We're catching on to the real fake news.
Well, and I'm so glad to get on, because that whole debate was happening and then in the mind, because and then just to be popped right on the air was perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and afterwards you'll pop right on the recorder. Right, and get this down for posterity, because this is going to be kind of a baseline of this current exploration, and you don't want to forget any of the details of this.
Yes, and I am signing up for that recording and listening class to up the game there. So
excellent, well done, well done.
All right,
thanks, Kate.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Go happy.
All right, thanks, Ashwini. Go happy.
Thanks, Kate. The observation that we're so controlled, I mean, that the contrast of what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do, really, I so appreciate Kate bringing that to our attention, that's what it highlights. The very notion that we are allowed or not allowed to do something is quite startling.
Yeah. It's horrifying, isn't it? It could really tick a person off. I'm allowed to even see certain things. What mm-hmm. I'm allowed to see is controlled, let alone mm-hmm. feel and express and
mm-hmm.
experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were looking at this at group last night in the retreat. It's so hard to own a couple of projections, because we're not allowed to project that we're that for the most absurd of reasons. Well, that's a tree. How can I feel strong like a tree? You know, it's just like the extent to which we're allowed to identify with life is so limited by our identification with egocentric karmic conditioning. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we're not even allowed to see that we're being controlled in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes through that filter of control. Interpretation, you know, that's what that ego system is doing. It's interpreting every aspect of life to serve itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So big.
Oh, it is. So here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan from Los Angeles.
Hey.
Oh, I'm having speaker problems. Hold on a sec.
There you are. No, you weren't that clear. Now you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just continuing that observation, that was what was really coming for me this weekend is just, wow, for everything I'm allowed to do, there's something I'm not allowed to do. And just seeing, like you were saying, I'm not allowed to do something. I mean, that's crazy. I'm
outrageous.
I'm 5 years old and what, there's a parent saying I can't do that. And,
Yeah. Oh,
and so
that puts it in perspective, doesn't it? Right? I mean,
yeah.
You just nailed it. That's exactly what's going on. And we think we're adults.
Adults. Yeah, what happens if I do something I'm not allowed to do? I'm going to get in trouble, you know? So that's what came up was for a little bit of a tangent. But the things that I'm not allowed to do are perfectly set up to cause suffering. So I'm allowed to get angry but not express it. I'm allowed to get angry but not be angry. Well, that came up. That was interesting. I'm allowed to have fun but not relax. It's always the but not is a perfect setup just to keep it going. And so what really caught me was, I'm not sure if we're still doing this, but I think I'm a type 1, and so that's a lot of internal anger, a lot of resentment. And so that fit nicely with not allowed to express the anger. And so, but actually, okay, what stuck with
perfect.
Me?
That would not be the perfect way to be. Yeah.
And even that I have to get angry all the time. You know, there's just all these things that are wrong around, and you just have to get upset about it. So, a tweet came through over the weekend about we have to encounter what we wish to transcend. And so, the next time I was experiencing anger about something. In the head, or there was anger in my head. I just experimented. I'm gonna, you know what? You said I couldn't not be angry. I'm gonna not be angry. I'm just not gonna be angry. I just made the opposite choice. You said I can't do that, so now the rebellious 5-year old gets into it. You say I can't do that. I'm gonna do it. And so I was just not angry, and it was possible. Hey, it was crazy. I mean, it was awesome. It was. I don't know. It's kind of like when the first time you drive or something. Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Well, because, Dan, I want to underline something you said for everybody, okay? One of the things that is most fascinating to me about awareness practice. Now, we're all adults, right? I mean, nobody, rare exception, does anybody come to practice before the age of 21. Most are 40 and above. And people approach awareness practice exactly as you described, 5 years old, and if I am not the way mom and dad say I have to be, I'm going to get in trouble. And people are paralyzed in awareness practice for fear of getting in trouble. And when you said that, you know, what's so obvious, the obvious question with that is, what does that mean?
Yeah. What's in trouble? Is that where you're headed?
And, yes. And it's never examined.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, it's curious you asked that. I'm going to sort of parrot something I think I heard you say. The thing we fear most is the beating that's going to come from conditioning. So it's again
going to happen inside the head.
Yeah. The only thing, I mean, it'll, you know, for a long time I fell for know that other person out there is really angry at me. But it's just the voice in the head. The voice in the head tells me it's going to get upset. I mean, it doesn't say it that way, but
that's right. But you know it. You can't do that. Don't do that. Don't.
See, you
do
did
that.
It. See, you did it. That's the only thing I fear right there. That.
Because it makes us 5 years old, and we are willing to go there. As soon as we're going to take a stand as an adult, and look at all of this, it doesn't have the power to do that to us anymore.
Yeah, that was some other guidance. You gave me, which was, I was fascinated by the fact that I was being told my experience, and you said, well, something, you know, ego is telling another part of ego its experience. And that's what I didn't catch. I was so identified with the victim for so long that when the victim's being told its experience, I didn't realize that was ego too. And so, the one who the whole, I was just doing it, my shoulders dropping, you messed up. You really messed up this time. I all that stuff on one of those pages, and there's nothing wrong with you, where it's just a parental deluge. Mm-hmm. That's an identity too. I don't have to be that anymore.
That's right.
And
we don't have to be controlled by that system.
Yeah, I don't have to be... I don't have to be the one who's being controlled.
That's right.
That's
beautiful phrasing. You don't have to identify with the ego that is being controlled by the ego maintenance. Right? We can step back into awareness and watch it all.
And all right. Raising a small kid now, just one last step on with the recording and listening. Being able to step back and see, be the adult, be with the mentor. That's the step there. That's the little bit of recording. Hey, you don't have to be that. You know, that's salvation.
Uh-huh. Boy, and the stakes are high, aren't they?
Hmm.
That takes will do for the love of another to a whole new level, doesn't it? You know, I might not have done this for me, but there's that little person. Okay. I don't need to go to those places.
Yeah. So yeah. Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you,
Ashwin. Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. Oh, that was such a powerful conversation, Cherry, that the conditioning, because we received it when we were so young, it can make us go to the same emotional place.
Yeah.
And that to recognize that allows us to step out of it into an experience of being here. And even though the voices may not let us have that experience, it is true that our awareness has advanced in age emotionally,
even if
there's an aspect of us that hasn't. And that's what we're tapping into, that wisdom, love, and compassion, which we could say is ageless and very specific to us. So what dropped in when you were talking about the adult, it's like the grown-up awareness that is appropriate and does not know, rather than a childish awareness that does not know and is afraid of that.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that is so big. So moving in practice from I don't know, and that's terrifying because my survival depends on knowing what to do, how to feel, what to think, how to be, to a place of, I don't know, which is pure delight because we realize I can't know, but I can pay attention, I can see, I can learn.
Yes, and, you know, again, looking at it from the perspective of the I don't know doesn't mean we don't have information. It just means that I'm not consulting a system that is pre-programmed to talk to me about an experience that I had rather than an experience I'm having now. It's just a prerequisite to receiving information that's pertinent.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes. And again, the information that we're receiving in the present has no application. So we don't have to store it up somewhere. We don't have to gobble it up and try to hang on to it. It's just what is so now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, intuitively as kids we operated from.
Yes. We did. Mm-hmm. And then we were taught not to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why as kids we were safe, in quotes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't. There was a time when we weren't afraid. We were just mm-hmm. excited and lit up and alive and learning, experiment, finding out, right? And then we learned to be afraid and live in the past and the future. And You know, we don't need to fall for a story of feeling bad about that. It's just what happens. It's just how it is. We have the ability to step out of that. That's the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Elise in Ventura.
Well, hello, Elise.
Hello, I didn't expect to get on. What a joy.
See? Yep, see those expectations. We just. So what are you allowed to do, be, feel, have, et cetera, but not?
Well, right now what I'm struggling with is how I'm allowing myself to do the retreat. So I am behind on all, since going to the TINW, I haven't been able to catch up, and conditioning is really yammering at me as to how approach the best way to kind of get back to where, you know, do I jump in with today? You know, do I try to go back and start from where I left off? And so I'm getting a lot of how to and feeling really stuck. So I would was wondering if you could give me some advice.
The fun part about that, first of all, just to correct the language, it's not you allowing yourself, right? It's that system allowing you. And to me, the fun part of that is to consider the amount that you could get done, in quotes, in the retreat, if you weren't in a conversation in your head with that ego system about how you should do it.
Mm. Yes.
Right.
Talk
about that forever.
Mm-hmm. And it's this time thing for me, you know, like, okay, well, I had that time and I was able to just do that. And so that's what's coming in is okay, well, do you wake up early? You know, when do you want to fit this in? And instead of before, I just would wake up, look at the assignment, go for a walk, record and listen about the assignment. And then I would be able to write in the journal later if I could, but I felt like I was connected. And so now I'm just, there's conditioning is kind of all over with, my parents were just here. They just left. Now my son is sick. I'm home from work, you know? So how to just go back to that? I'm doing the best I can. And
yes, well, yes. And again, instead of that conversation, you could just do an assignment.
Okay. Do the assignment.
Right? Because it's possible, actually. So you are, I imagine, you're home from work, so you're taking care of things at home. Okay? So there, you open the book, and there's the assignment. And as you walk around, you know, doing some laundry or fixing a meal or whatever it is, that's there. So, yes, it takes, you know, we can do washing dishes as a mindful practice, or we could realize that there's something that's going to be going on sort of in the background. You're there. Yes, you're washing the dishes. You're aware that you're washing the dishes. Yes, there's the whatever. And you're also looking at what that assignment is. And insights drop in for you about it. That's the old, you know, people love to take showers because of all the insights they get when they're in the shower or driving or mowing the lawn or whatever. It's like that. Doing some task like that gives us the ability for the clarity to drop in. And when it drops in, you just pick up the recorder and record about it and walk over to the book and jot down a few notes about it. What conditioning wants to do is set it up as this thing that you have to do for this period of time somewhere, and then it wants to point out that, well, you don't have that time.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The conditioning is telling me that I missed, you know, they built upon each other, and like there was this one, and then there was this one. So how do I jump in this one if you don't go back? So it kept me stuck from doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It keeps us in a conversation and conditioned mind instead of here where possibility exists. That's its whole, that's the whole deal right there. And so when we stop that, as soon as the conversation starts, pick up the book. If you've already done today, do one of the past ones.
Okay. That's so helpful. When the conversation starts, pick up the book. Do the assignment.
Yep. And, you know, this is just me, right? When I've got something like this going, I keep it out. I keep it out where I keep it on a corner of my desk, right?
Okay.
So that it's there, so that I don't forget about it. I'm an out of sight, out of mind kind of person. And so finding out how we are, how we're constructed and playing to our strengths can be really helpful for us. So if you're that way, then you want to keep it where as soon as it crosses your mind, there you are. You just turn to that page and you're on it. And we can take that approach with everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it there and take care of it then. And
that's exactly right. You see the application, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
And there's been lots of little things that's been happening with. So this one's just been this big hurdle to kind of get back in, because I like to, you know, conditioning likes me to do it from start to finish, all of it in order. And so I'm just picking it up and random. Yeah, we'll start with
because
today.
Elise, because it says to do that because it won't work. If we can catch on to that everything it's telling us because it won't work. Makes it sound like it's giving us good advice and wants us to be successful. No, it's telling us what won't work. So that can be a big guide for us right there. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear a conversation about, I need to start at the beginning and do it all the way through to the end. Okay, well, that's not going to work. So what are alternatives to that?
Okay.
All right.
That's all right.
Fun. Thanks,
thank
Elise.
Thank you. Gosho.
Bye-bye. Gosho.
Bye.
Ashwini?
Sorry, Sherry. I was talking along, but I'm going to squeeze in one caller.
Oh, okay.
Instead.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
It's a chipmunk.
Hello? Hello? All right, maybe not.
That's not working.
Okay.
It's Alvin. Isn't his name Alvin?
Yes. All right, let's try to get someone else online. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Catherine from St. Louis.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. Hey, Catherine. I have so enjoyed this conversation, and I'll be listening to the recording a lot. What I wanted to talk about was I allow myself, or the system allows me to play, but not enjoy it. So, yeah. And
I bet you're not alone in that.
Yeah, and then we'll talk, you know, say you should play more, then talk me out of that, and then beat me up for not playing more. So I play, and it defines what play is and what that experience is supposed to be. So I'm seeing all that. At the same time, what I'm watching kind of emerge a lot, because there is something in particular I've been practicing with a lot with the two-handed recorder and really practicing with, that I want all of it to be play. I want my life to be play, and I want it to be a dance, and sometimes it's sacred play, and sometimes it's an interaction that causes pain, sadness, or you know, hurt, whatever, but that is all within a sacred play, a sacred dance. And
may I make a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I want you to add the element of enjoying it.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
Because what you just described is conditioning is you know, got its stick beating you to play, but it's not going to let you enjoy it. So to just have play without an element of enjoying it, what you've learned is it's a punishing process.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, it defines what it is
play.
And then doesn't let me enjoy it.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
practice would be not letting it define what play is and enjoying it.
Yes. The practice would be to enjoy your life. Because
enjoy
when you
life.
Enjoy your life, it will all be play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of turning it on its head, right?
Yeah.
Because again, it's got you going in a direction that it can control and make sure that it never happens. But when you start down that path of enjoying everything, now you've got a different a different focus.
Right. I'm living in play.
That's right.
I'm living
right.
in play.
And it's
yeah.
gratitude and appreciation. It's enjoyment. It's enjoyment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
Right,
thank fun. You.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. I just love that, Sherry, that even when we make a commitment to make our lives what it is, you know, an intention to make it what we want to choose to make it, the control comes in by obscuring what our insight was about how that would be so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to play but not to enjoy life. Then we set up a commitment to play, but we need something like Sangha or guidance to go, you remember part of the enjoyment?
Right. but play that is grim. It's not what we had in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that brings us to the end of this show, Sherry. And the assignment for today is, I'll allow myself to have what I want, but not ..
Uh-huh. I'm allowed to have what I want, but not. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.